Pete Blasina, the Gadget Guy's on the line. Hello, Pete. How are you?
I'm good, Dad. Thanks, Adam. I'm fine.
Now, we were just talking off air about this wonderful ruling by a UK judge. I want to be a judge so that I can just say these things sometimes. Now, he's ruled on the Samsung Galaxy tablet and the iPad. But what was the ruling?
Well, the ruling, it's a win for Samsung, it's a slap in the face for Samsung, because on the basis of an intellectual property ruling against, he ruled against Apple, saying that the Galaxy tablet just isn't cool enough to be confused with the design for the iPad.
It is very, very funny, really, to say,
yeah,
you know what, you have a product, you are right, Samsung, you are right, but you know what, it's just not cool.
It's just ugly.
And I reckon, now, the thing about the article is it doesn't say how old that UK judge was, but that would be tremendous if the judge was, you know, in his late 70s, early 80s, and there he is up there with his pompous little hat on going, you know what? This thing just is not as cool as the Apple iPad.
And well, he actually said it doesn't have the same understated and extreme simplicity which is possessed by the Apple design.
See?
So on the one hand, he's giving Apple all the kudos,
yes.
but Samsung won the case.
Yeah. I mean, see, now, if you're Apple, you would take up that marketing campaign, wouldn't you? And you'd say, well, if this UK judge has said that it's not as cool, why would you buy it?
Exactly.
It's very, very clever. Very clever.
Like I think he's given them their next advertising campaign, as you point out.
Yeah, so. It really is very, very funny. You can read more about that, of course, on the Gadget Guy's website, www.gadgetguy.com.au. But latest gadgets, Pete, we're all keen. You know, whenever we talk about the latest gadgets, people's ears prick up instantly. Now, tell us about this Hitachi Turo Desk Pro 4 TB desktop hard drive.
Can you believe we're talking about multiples of terabytes? I mean, it wasn't so long ago we were talking about multiples of megabytes.
Yeah, well, then, you know what? It was only 12 months ago, Pete, that you and I were saying that 1 TB was going to be fantastic for families. And now, 12 months on, we're talking 4 TB.
Yeah, and it's with it you get 3 GB of cloud storage as well,
wow.
So you can access content wherever you want. But the idea of this is, and I think the direction Hitachi and most of the hard drive manufacturers are going in at the moment is that people are looking at storing a huge amount of video content, and that does take quite a bit of space. But 4 TB on your desktop for $399, and of course, in 6 months' time, we'll talk about 4 TB on your desktop for $100.
Yeah,
it's because the price.
It's almost a guarantee.
Yeah, the price of storage just keeps plummeting.
Mm.
So it might be worth waiting if you need it now. If you need the storage space, it's a bargain because we were paying that much for 2 GB not so long ago.
You know what, Pete? We've got a 2 TB hard drive. You can't fill it. You seriously cannot fill it. We have got, I think at the moment, it's now 197 days worth of music. We've got over 7,000 photos, and we haven't even touched the surface. I mean, you know.
And you're just the average family.
That's
really,
right. That's right, really. I mean, if you are somebody who is in business, then this is certainly, like if you're in a photography business and you want to keep all of those photos, if you're in the music business and you want to keep all of that music, then this is certainly the desktop hard drive for you. But if you're mum and dad, the average Joe Blow, I mean, you're never going to be able to fill 4 TB. If you bought that now, you could live till you die. Well, you know, you could die and still not fill it, couldn't you?
Well, see, I said that when I had the Commodore 64 with its 64 megabytes of storage. Oh, my God, I'll never fill that.
Yes,
64
that's right.
Megabytes.
Yeah, exactly. But, it's amazing how quickly we evolve in terms of our storage and also in all of our gadgets. And you know what? As I said earlier, you can read more about it on the website, www.gadgetguide.com.au. Pete, it's always wonderful to catch up, mate, and hopefully we can have another ruling like that one in the UK that the Samsung Galaxy tablet, not as cool as the iPad.
Yes.
Good on you, Pete. We'll talk next week.
See you later. Okay, thanks. Bye.